way to start the program, Benny Goodman and his orchestra and Sandman, and a warm welcome to Beagley at Night with me, RB, for the next 2 hours. And we have all the usual things in all the usual places, more or less, probably more than less, quite frankly. So I hope you had a good week. I've actually had a good week. For the first time in ages, I'm actually able to report absolutely nothing health-wise happened. I'm so thrilled. Normally something happens, which is rather embarrassing, or, you know, just I don't particularly want at the time. But since I was with you last Tuesday evening, Wednesday morning, everything's been fine. Nobody has done anything nasty. Good stuff like call the midwife started as well, so I'm sort of a happy little chappy, and I think that's going to be reflective in all the music that you're going to hear in the next couple of hours as well. Here's Kay Kaiser's orchestra with Harry Babbitt and a few others. Let's get lost.
Darling, let's get lost.
Kay Sennheiser's orchestra with Harry Babbitt and, quote, others on vocals, unquote. I love that. The song was called Let's Get Lost. So coming up in just about 3 minutes' time, we'll have a couple of songs from Bing, and then we'll be going over to Holger's house. So we have Beagle's Big Three at the bottom of the hour. I have a very interesting Tell Me a Story at about 20 minutes to the hour. Of course, at the top of the hour, we have a little bit of Posh, followed by A Day at Night, and about half an hour before the end of the program, we have some comedy. So just settle back, relax. It's you, it's me, it's music, and quite frankly, that's really all we need.
I was a mortal with feet on the ground. There I was standing with people around. Lovely music started somewhere, and I started floating on air. Into a dream world I wandered afar. I saw you smile on the reach for a star. Would it happen? Would it happen? I only know here we are. Waltzing, waltzing, high in the clouds, drifting, dreaming, far from the crowds. Never ever been we stroll away, while the world below seems to roll away. And we go waltzing, waltzing, high in the clouds, only you and I in the clouds. Oh, one will hear when you call me, dear one, while waltzing high in the
high in the clouds here on Angel Radio, and played that for Andrew. Andrew, hope you enjoyed it. Okay, usually around about this time we have a couple of songs, sometimes two, sometimes three, depending on how we feel, from Mr. Bing Crosby. This morning we have three, and that all basically to do with Ireland or Irish, because last Sunday, of course, was St. Patrick's Day, so even though it's a couple of days gone, we thought it was probably worth it. To start it all off, all I have to say are two magical words. Bing, sing.
Well, how do you do?
Top of the morning to you.
When you're strolling down the Boreen,
that means the lane,
a friendly brook'll sing you this sweet refrain. Cade me la falche, slaunch it to you, and the top of the morning too.
Hi.
When it's early in the A-Rock,
that means the spring,
the birds are glad to see you. Here's what they'll sing. Cade me la falche, slant it to you, and the top of the morning too. Oh, it's great how they greet you in Ireland. Learn the words so you won't have to guess. It's a toast to your health for one thing, and 100,000 welcomes, no less.
How do you do?
Well, faith and begone.
Sure, it's glad I'm to see you.
In your heart, you're feeling Shane Word. That means okay. And if you meet a colleague, here's what to say. Cade me la falcha and slancha to you. And the top of the morning.
The very tip top of the morning.
The top of the morning to you. Well, how do you do?
Three years ago this very day, I left the port of Cork, and on a ship from old Erin's Isle, I landed in New York. Without a friend to meet me there and a stranger on the shore, but I wore an honest Irish heart and fortune came galore. So here I am back again on dear old Erin's Isle, and the friends they meet me on the quay and they greet me with a smile. For there's faces there that I surely forgot, for I was so long away. But me mother, she introduces all, and this is what she say. Shake hands with your Uncle Mike, me boy. Shake hands with your sister Kate. Sure, and this is the girl you used to swing down on the garden gate. Shake hands with all the neighbors and kiss the callings all. You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal. Gave me a party when I came back, and they came from near and far, and the road was lined for near a mile with Irish jotting cars, and the whiskey flowed like buttermilk to fill our hearts with joy, and the piper played an Irish reel to greet the Yankee boy. So tomorrow out to church I'll go, and wedded I'll be to my pretty little Colleen, sweet Biddy McGee. For Biddy was true and faithful to her Barney o'er the sea, and we'll join the harps and shamrocks to the Stars of Liberty. There came Brannigan, Flanagan, Milligan, Gilligan, Duffy, McGuffy, Malachy, Mahone, Rafferty, Lafferty, Donnelly, Connolly, Dooley, O'Hooley, Muldowney, Malone, Colonna, O'Hona, Lanahan, Flanahan, Fagan, O'Hagan, O'Hoolahan, Flynn, Shanahan, Manahan, Fogarty, Hogarty, Kelly, O'Skelly, McGinnis, McGinn. Oh! Pat O'Brien was late, Falteen. Then I'll shake the hand of me Uncle Mike and the hand of me sister Kate, and I'll hug and I'll squeeze as much as I please the girl in the garden gate. Then I'll invite all the neighbors to my wedding great and small, and I'll live content and pay no rent in dear old Donegal.
I was a big smash singing this number at the Parish Hall in Spokane, Washington in 1925. Wonder if I can remember it.
Peg of my heart, I love you. Don't let us part. I love you. I always knew it would be you. Since I've heard your lilting laughter, it's your Irish heart I'm after. Peg of my heart, your glances make my heart say, how's chances, come be my own. Come make your home in my heart. I love you.
Peg of my heart. Ooh.
I love you, dear little girl. Sweet little girl.
Sweeter than the rose of Erin are your winning smiles, endearing.
Peg.
your glances with Irish art in trances. Come be my own, come make your home in my heart.
Take all my heart,
come be my own, come make your home in my heart. Take all my heart.
Apparently that song was inspired by the main character in what was a play on Broadway at the time, and that was back in December 1912. The play was called Peg of My Heart, and also that song appeared in the 1930 musical Ziegfeld Follies. It appeared here on Angel Radio today as part of Bingin' Singin', and that's what we do. A couple of songs from Bing each week. Started off with Top of the Morning, then we had Dear Old Donegal, and then Peg O' My Heart. And we'll have another couple of songs from Bing around about the same time next week. All being well.
Angel Radio, old fashioned quality,
your constant companion.
Time to pop off and say top of the morning to Holger in Germany. Hope you're well, Holger. He sent a song which I think is going to be very nice. It's called Diverse, and it comes from Mona Baptiste and Bully Bullen. Let's have a listen.
Heut liegt was in der Luft, in der Luft, in der Luft.
Heut liegt was in der Luft, in der Luft, in der Luft.
Heut liegt was in der Luft, in der Luft, in der Luft.
Heut liegt was in der Luft, in der Luft, in der Luft.
Mir ist so komisch, so müde, ich ahne und vermute. Heut liegt was in der Luft, ein ganz besonderer Duft. Der liegt heut in der Luft. Ich konnte weinen und lachen und Leute unseren Marken. Heut liegt was in der Luft, ein ganz besonderer Duft, der so verlockend ruht.
Das ist kein Alltag so trüb und grau. Das ist ein Tag wie der Frühling so blau. Das ist ein Tag, wo ein jeder gleich spürt,
dass noch was passiert.
Mir ist so komisch zumute, ich ahne und vermute.
Heut liegt was in der Luft, ein Duft, der lockend ruht. Der liegt heut in der Luft.
Komisch zumute, ich ahne und vermute.
Heut liegt was in der Luft,
in der Luft,
ein
in der
ganz
Luft.
Besonderer Duft,
in der Luft,
der liegt heut in der Luft.
Ich könnte weinen und lachen und lauter Unsinn machen.
Heut liegt was in der Luft,
in der Luft,
ein
in der
ganz
Luft.
Besonderer Duft,
in der Luft,
der
in
so
Luft.
Verlockend ruht. Das ist kein Alltag so trübe und grau.
Nein, das ist ein Tag wie der Frühling so blau.
Das ist ein Tag, wo ein jeder gleich spürt,
ach, dass noch was passiert.
Mir ist so komisch zumute, ich ahne und vermute.
Heut liegt was in der Luft, in der Luft,
ein Duft, der locken ruht,
in der Luft,
der liegt heut in der Luft.
Wow.
heut liegt was in der Luft.
That was so not what I thought it was going to be. That was Muna Baptiste, sorry, and Bully Bullen, Eis lässt was in der Luft, which I think means there's something in the air. Holger, thank you. I really did enjoy that. For some bizarre reason, I got it in my head when I looked at the artist. I thought it was going to be a reggae song. I don't know why, but a really nice song, Holger. Thank you so much for that. And Holger sends us songs each and every week here on Beagley at Night, and they're always so good. So thank you for that, Holger. Give my love to Christine, and you can go up the stairs to Bedfordshire right now, and we'll be back with you around about the same time next week. Time now to join Julie London, who is on Easy Street.
Easy Street, I'd love to live on Easy Street. Nobody works on Easy Street. Just lie around all day, just sit and play the horses. Life is sweet for folks who live on Easy Street. No weekly payments you must meet, that makes your head turn gray. When opportunity comes knocking, you just keep on with your rockin', 'cause you know your fortune's made. And if the sun makes you perspire, there's a man that you can hire to plant trees so you can have shade on Easy Street. I'm telling every one I meet, if I could live on Easy Street, I'd want no job today. So please go away. You perspire, there's a man that you can hire to plant trees so you can have shade on Easy Street. I'm telling every one I meet, if I could live on Easy Street, I'd want no job today. So please go.
To Julie London on Easy Street here on Angel Radio. Nice to hear her early in the program for a change. Normally we don't have her until much later in the show, so it's actually nice to hear her, and really do love her voice a lot. Here's a lady that's got a pretty darn good voice as well, with Shantae, Alma Cogan.
Were you on the road? wrong side of the bed when you arose? Did a leaky fountain pen redecorate your clothes? Did you have a snack at night which didn't quite agree? Well, let's do what they do, the people of Paris. Oh, chante, chante, sing a little Frenchy song. Chante, chante, everybody sing along. Let's all sing when any little thing goes wrong. A doodle-doodle-ay, doodle-doodle-doo, sing with me, merci beaucoup. A doodle-doodle-doo, doodle-doodle-ay, everyone chante. Now, did you lose a kiss because your lover has a cold? Did you go to buy a bargain after it was sold? Did an apple hit you while you stood beneath a tree? Well, let's do what they do, the people of Paris. Oh, chante, chante, sing a little Frenchy song. Chante, chante, everybody sing along. Let's all sing when any little thing goes wrong. Doodle-doodle-ay, doodle-doodle-doo, sing with me, merci beaucoup. Doodle-doodle-doo, doodle-doodle-ay, everyone chante. Did you lose a hat because the wind began to blow? Did you ask a favor of a friend who answered no? Did you buy a ticket when you could have got it free? Oh, let's do what they do, the people of Paris. Oh, chante, chante, sing a little Frenchy song. Chante, chante, everybody sing along. Let's all sing when any little thing goes wrong. Toodle-oodle-ay, toodle-oodle-oo, sing with me, merci beaucoup. Toodle-oodle-oo, toodle-oodle-ay, everyone chante.
Well, if you will, that was Al McCogan and Chante, Chante. Well, let's see. I think we're close enough to Big Liz Big Three to say a very good morning to Harry, who lives in, and he says, Chestfield. Please don't say Chesterfield. He says, Chestfield, near Whitstable. I happen to know Chestfield very well, actually, Harry. My father lived there for, I think, about 13 years. I know the Crab and Winkle in Whitstable, and there's the Chestfield Barn, of course, which is a nice pub and do good food, as far as I know. I believe they're still there. Harry, thank you. I know exactly where you live, even. Don't worry, I won't come looking. He says, how about some songs from a lady that was really popular back in the 60s? She was so good, she had her own television show, she had a couple of top 20 hits, and she even represented the UK in the Eurovision Song Contest. If that's not enough clue as to who the singer is, well, these three songs will probably convince you that it is Kathy Kirby.
Love can haunt me, love can taunt me, love can come and go. Love is fickle as the autumn leaves when breezes blow. Love can be a fire burning deep within my heart, and love can be desire. Love can be as warm as summer when the sun is high. Love can be as cold as winter when you make me cry. But when you hold me in your arms, the time just seems to with you. Danger, dear, for the way of love is a way of woe, and the day may come when you'll see him go. Then what will you do when he sets you free? Just the way that you said goodbye to me. As you hold him near, better keep your heart out of danger, dear. For the way of love is a way of woe, and the day may come when you'll see him go. Then what will you do when he sets you free? Just the way that you said
absolute belters from the great Kathy Kirby. We started off with Turnaround, and then we had Love Can Be, and then The Way of Love, which actually also charted in the USA. It was her only chart success there. And I think many years later, Cher had a hit with that song. But Harry, thank you so much for that. It's such a good reminder to remind us from time to time just how great Kathy Kirby actually was. And she really was so popular back in the 60s that she had television series, was guests on everybody else's shows. She really was very good indeed. So Harry, thank you so much. Harry in Chesterfield. And next time you pop into the barn, Harry, have a Spitfire for me.
We wake you up in the morning, we keep you on the go.
We're your company in the evening and at night when the lights are low.
Angel Radio, old-fashioned quality.
Not a Spitfire, then a Whitstable Bay Ale. I love that stuff. Just saying. Okay, where are we off to now? We're off to Tell Me a Story, and this week it's an interview with one of Britain's best entertainers for so many years. Sadly, she died a couple of years ago, and what you're going to hear, a couple of passages from the last radio interview that she gave actually to David Hamilton just a few days before she died. She's going to start off her story by telling us all about pantomime, talking to David Hamilton. Here is Dame June Whitfield.
We've only one bedroom, but that's rather curious. It's got a bed which is 20 feet wide.
I was doing Bedful of Foreigners at the Victoria Palace with Terry Scott, and we were rehearsing Terry and June for television. So the day was rehearsing television, but we both... We sort of stood behind a door before we made our entrance, you know. What are we doing?
You, one of the first things you did, I think, in your pantomime, I'm looking at some of the wonderful billings that you have here in your home, and I see one here, Bradford Alhambra, which is a wonderful theatre, Wilfred Pickles, and June Whitfield, and Cinderella. So I guess that you were Buttons and Cinders.
Yes.
So that's you were
1948, something like that. 47 and 48, I think. I did pantomime with Wilfred, yes.
I bet it was a long run in those days.
Oh, till Easter?
Easter, yes.
Yes.
Did you enjoy it?
Well, I was young. Yeah. I mean, you know, the thought of it now.
Hard work.
Before I got there.
Well, nowadays they do three shows sometimes on a Saturday. Can you imagine that? But you would do two, you would do a matinee and then an evening show. And as you say, a very...
I think every day.
Every day.
A matinee and an evening, yes.
Yeah. That was a fantastic theatre. I remember doing Bradford Alhambra with the terracotta exterior and those wonderful turrets that it had, you know. Just one of those great, great theatres.
Well, he was a great presenter, wasn't he, Francis Laidler? But, of course, you did get, towards the end, you got some very strange audiences and a lot of children. And really, they weren't particularly interested in the love story.
No.
No.
They loved the comedy.
Yes. And when Cinders was sitting on her own and the ugly sister had gone to the ball... You know, she had a thing to say, you know, alas, poor me, left lonely and forlorn. All the others to the ball have gone.
Oh.
And so one afternoon I just said, alas, poor me, left lonely and forlorn, whilst all the others to the ball have gone. Nobody laughed except me. They don't listen.
Did you do it in your F voice,
oh, no.
As in Ron and Eth?
No,
sounded
no.
A little bit like it there, actually.
She hadn't happened then.
No, of course. Mm. I just wonder if that was the, you know, the inspiration for that later on.
No, it was just sheer boredom, and I thought, you know, yes. If they're all eating oranges and drinking juice and running up and down the aisles, they won't care.
No.
Could have said anything.
Who are you? Who've been your favourite people that you've loved working with most?
Oh, golly. Well, working for Noel Coward was marvellous. It was a splendid time in the 70s. I think we went to his first night at the Café de Paris doing his solo, and of course he was marvellous, and I just admired him tremendously because he knew everybody's job better than they did. And I asked him one time, I said, would it be all right, Master, everybody called him Master, if I wore a fringe? And he said, good idea, it'll hide that vast expanse of forehead. Well, you've got to like a man who's nothing like that, haven't
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. When you left RADA, what was the first job you had? Do you remember that?
Yes, I do, because there was an actor called David Horn. Do you remember him?
Mm-hmm.
He was in Pink String and Sealing Wax. Anyway, it was coming to an end, and he and his wife, Anne Farrah, used to form a little company when David had earned a bit of money doing something or other. And he wanted me to play Margaret in Dear Brutus. Goodness knows why, but he did. So he got me a job of assistant stage manager at the Duke of York's theatre to just carry on the couple of weeks before it ended. So that was the first job, assistant stage manager.
Now, you've always loved radio. Radio is where we are today.
Yes, of course.
And, of course, back in the 1950s, it was Take It From Here, which was
a
huge radio
show.
Wasn't
that lucky?
Wasn't that lucky?
I had been doing so much theatre that when the phone rang and it said, you know, Frank Muir here or something, and I said, oh, yes, you know, and I'm the Queen of Sheba. And no, it is, it's Frank and Dennis. And we want you to come and give an audition. And it turned out that my name had been given to them with a load of others. And Frank always said, you know, they sort of ran his finger down or a pin or something, said, oh, let's have a look at her. And so that was my audition at Aeolian Hall with Alma Cogan. Oh. And we both did sketches and we both sang songs, and quite rightly Alma got the songs and I
and
did
got the
sketches.
notably, of course, Ron and F.
Oh, yes.
Now, how did that came about? Obviously, it was Frank Muir and Dennis Norton.
Fantastic writing.
Yeah.
And I just loved their humour, and it's so very sad that Dennis has recently died. I know he was 96, but... Mm.
Now, of course, we have to talk about Terry Scott.
Oh, yes, of course.
First of all, there was Happy Ever After, and then it became Terry and June.
That's right.
And I remember you telling me once before that Terry used to give you directions about how you might do your lines.
Oh, occasionally, not often.
Occasionally,
but,
yes. Advice, perhaps.
Advice.
Yes.
And he was quite knowledgeable.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you say this... why don't you do this, or whatever it is. I say, oh, quite right, Terry. And then I'd do it exactly the same way, and he'd say, that's better. So...
Did you become almost like a sort of husband and wife?
Well, people thought we were married.
People thought you
definitely
were.
Definitely. Yeah. I can remember, being collected one morning for filming at about 6 o'clock or something, and the driver said, Oh, Tim, my husband, answered the door, and the driver said, I quite expected Terry Scott to answer the door.
Angel Radio, music and memories.
Always knew I was crazy for you. How'd I know? You thrill me so. If this is love, well, it's fabulous. Your lips close to mine, get chills up my spine. And when they touch, I thrill so much. If this is love, fabulous. I read in a book about love and its charms, but I never knew till I held you in my arms. When I held you tight, well, I know I'm right, 'cause only you can do what you do. If this is love, it's fabulous. Well, I always knew I was crazy for you. How'd I know that you thrill me so? If this is a love, well, it's fabulous. Your lips are close to mine, I get chills up my spine. When they touch, I thrill so much. If this is love, well, it's fabulous. It's fabulous. If this is love, well, it's fabulous.
Very big hit for Charlie Grace back in 1957, and that was called Fabulous. And before that, June Whitfield telling part of her story to David Hamilton. I think that was the last interview she gave before she died. And she's such a great lady, and would have loved to have met her, actually. I'm sure there are people at Angel Radio that have met her, but I'd love to have met her. She always seemed so nice and so generous, and I've never ever heard anybody say a bad word against her. So I hope you enjoyed that. Tell me a story. We'll have another story about something around about the same time next week.
If I could catch a star before it touched the ground, I'd place it in a box, tie ribbons all around, and then I'd offer it to you. A token of my love and deep devotion. The world's a better place with you to turn to. I'm a better man for having loved you, and now at last I face the future unafraid. With you here by my side, how fast the shadows fade. And there is hope inside my heart, 'cause I have something wonderful to live for. The world's a better place with you to turn to. I'm a better man for having loved you, and as I am today, that's how I'll always stay. A better man for having loved you. A better man for having loved you.
that's how I'll always stay. A better man for having loved you. A better man for having loved you. If I could catch a star before it touched the ground, I'd place it in a box, tie ribbons all around, and then I'd offer it to
still touring. Engelbert Humperdinck is going to be in Australia in May and in the States in June. If you are in either of those places and fancy seeing him, well, I suggest you get on to probably something like StubHub.com. That's StubHub.com and search out Engelbert Humperdinck. And there was a song called I'm a Better Man for Having Loved You, and that came from 1969. All right, time to go off to Calcutta now, I think. Listening to Angel Radio with me, RB. I think it's time for a time check. Let me just dial the old number. Thank you. One, two, and that one. Okay.
At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be about 1939.
I met a cloak and suitor. Never was a suitor cuter. My wardrobe got more ample with each sample, and that's how I got my start. Then I met a famous flyer. Goodness, was that guy a liar? He loved me like a brother. That's another, but that's how I got my start. Nobody has a string on me. Let people talk as they do. Has a thing on me, except mink and a bracelet or two. Prove it by my rich old banker. how I made that banker hanker. So let this be a lesson, keep them guessing, 'cause that's how I got my start.
Well, as if by magic, it's exactly 1 hour into the show. I don't know how that happened. That was, of course, B. Wayne, and that's how I got my start from 1939. You are listening to Beagle at Night here on Angel Radio. I think it's the best radio station in the whole wide world, and it's not just because I get to present music to you each and every week. I just love everything that all the other presenters do here on the station, and it is a great station. And if you've just stumbled into us, then enjoy the next couple of days' exploration. You will love it. You can find us on 98.6 in the Gosport and Havant and Portsmouth area. You can also get us on various DAB multiplexes and, of course, around the world on the internet. And to find out the latest DAB and internet options, just go to the Angel Radio website, which is angelradio.co.uk. Okay, time now for a little bit of posh, and we're very posh this week. We're with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. Sir Neville Mariner is waving the stick, and it is the Peer Gynt Suite number 4, and that's opus something or other in some sort of major or minor thing. All I know is it's really rather beautiful.
Thank you.
lovely. That was Peerkind, Suite Number 1, Opus 46. That was the first movement, which was Morning. It was the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields with Sir Neville Mariner conducting. Hope you enjoyed that. A little bit of posh for this week. And we'll have another little bit of posh around about the same time next week, although whether we can get it so slap bang on time as we did this week, I wouldn't frankly count on it all that much. Let's go back to 1931, even further back. Here are the Revellers. The Revellers and Dancing in the Dark. They were very popular back in the day. In fact, they all started off as individual singers, and then they got together, and they was known as the Shannon Four, and then the Shannon Quartet, and then various things happened, and they changed their name to the Revellers, and they were very popular on the Palm Olive Hour, which was a program on radio here in the United States, around about 1927, 1928, something like that. But I hope you enjoyed that. The Revellers here on Angel Radio. Let's see, what should we do now? Fancy a little bit of Harry Bentley singing with Carol Gibbons and the Savoy Hotel Orpheans?
never meet again. Before you go, make this moment sweet again. We won't say goodnight until the last minute. I'll hold out my hand and my heart will be in it. For all we know, this may only be a dream. We come and go like a ripple on a stream. So love me tonight. Tomorrow was made for some. Tomorrow may never come for all we know.
Gibbons waving the stick at the Savoy Hotel Orpheums, Harry Bentley providing the vocalizations there, and a song called For All We Know that goes back, I think, to about 1934, something like that. There's been over 500 people record that song, and you know what? I think I know why. It's pretty darn good. Okay, where are we now? We are at a time where it is day at night. This is where we have a couple of songs from the great Doris Day, and because we're having them in the middle of the night, as far as the UK is concerned, and even the middle of the evening here in the United States, day at night seems to fit quite well. And I'm just going to tell you, the third song that I'm going to play is one of my favourite Doris Day songs ever.
Again, this couldn't happen again. This is that once in a lifetime. This is the thrill divine. What's more, this never happened before, though I have prayed for a lifetime that such as you would suddenly be mine. Mine to hold as I'm holding you now, and yet never so near. Mine to have when the now and the here disappear. What matters, dear? Never again. this moment forever, but never, never again. Yes, I do. Love somebody. Yes, I do. Love somebody. Yes, I do. I love somebody, but I won't say who. Handsome, say he's 6 feet tall, and his picture's on my wall. Love to be his baby doll. If he kissed me, I wouldn't mind at all.
I love somebody. Yes, I do. Love somebody, yes, I do. Love somebody, yes, I do. Love somebody, but I won't say who. Don't know why she acts so shy. She ought to know I wouldn't dream of even hurting a fly. Hope she doesn't pass me by, 'cause if she did, I'd die. I know I'd die. I love somebody, yes, I do.
Love somebody,
yes, I do. Love somebody, yes, I do.
Love somebody, but I won't say who.
He's big and strong.
Would you like to feel my muscle?
Bold and gay.
I never once lost a tussle.
At the moment, he's not very far away.
Why don't you say who? Say already.
I'd want to marry him today.
But you don't say who.
That I cannot do.
Happen to be me.
Possibility.
Won't you tell me who you love?
Love somebody.
Tell me true.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do.
Love somebody.
I do too.
And
maybe me.
Love somebody.
I hope it's me.
Yes, I do.
Love somebody, but I won't tell who. Come on and confess.
Why don't you try and guess?
Do tell. Let's tell.
You promise not to breathe a word?
Doris, don't be absurd.
Strictly entre nous?
We too.
Well,
confidentially,
between you and me.
Confidentially, I
love somebody.
I've got news for you.
Love somebody.
I feel that way too.
Love somebody.
Glad it's true.
That somebody that I love.
To know if you love me,
you love me,
love me a lot. You'll prove it by letting the daisies grow.
Oh, please, please, don't eat the daisies, don't eat the daisies, please, please.
Supposing it showers while you're eating flowers, the hours are wasted away. Daisies today. Do you love me? Do you love me not? That's what I'm longing to know. If you love me, love me a lot. You'll prove it by
today.
Don't eat the daisies, don't eat the daisies, don't eat the daisies today.
I can remember many moons ago, and I really am saying many, many moons ago, we went to a party. It was one Sunday afternoon in Biggin Hill in Kent. I was probably around about 14 or 15 at the time, and it was an adults party that we went to. My parents were invited and we had to go, us kids, because there was nobody to look after us. I don't quite know what they were doing at the party, my parents and my parents' friends and all of that lot, but about 4 hours into the party they were actually all in the flower shrubs eating the plants. Honestly, I suspect I know what was going on, but I don't totally know what's going on. And I think that's probably why it's one of my favourite songs, because it always reminds me of that. Doris Day and Please Don't Eat the Daisies. And we started off with, by the way, a song called Again. And in the middle, we had Love Somebody. And we'll have some more songs from Doris Day around about the same time next week. Right now, let's turn to Mr. Matt Munro.
Waking skies at sunrise, every sunset too seems to be bringing me memories of you. Here and there, everywhere, scenes that once we knew, and they all just recall memories of you. How I wish I could forget those happy yesteryears. They have left a rosary of tears. Your face beams in my dreams, spite of all I do, everything seems to bring memories of you. Your face beams in my dreams, in spite of all I do, everything seems to bring memories of you.
Each morning a missionary advertised with neon sign. He tell the native population that civilization is fine. And three educated savages holler from a bamboo tree. That civilization is a thing for me to see.
So bongo, 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 I don't wanna leave the Congo. Oh, no, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bongle, I'm so happy in the jungle I refuse to go. Don't want no bright lights, false teeth, doorbells, landlords, I make it clear
that no matter how they coax him,
I'll stay right here. I look through a magazine the missionary's wife concealed.
Magazine? What happens?
I see how people who are civilized bang you with automobiles.
You know you can get hurt that way, Daniel?
At the movies they have got to pay many coconuts to see.
What do they see, Donnie?
Uncivilized pictures that the newsreel takes of me.
So, bongo, 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 he don't wanna leave the Congo. No, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bongo, he's so happy in the jungle he refused to go.
Don't want no penthouse, bathtub, streetcars, taxis, noise in my ear.
So no matter how they coax him,
I'll stay right here.
They hurry like savages to get aboard an iron train.
The Tringalingo Hula Humble Express.
And though it's smoky and it's crowded, they're too civilized to complain.
Aloka toho sahi mahena.
When they've got 2 weeks vacation, they hurry to vacation ground.
What do they do, Donnie?
They swim and they fish, but that's what I do all year round.
So, bongo, 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 I don't wanna leave the Congo. No, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bongo, I'm so happy in the jungle I refuse to go.
Don't want no jailhouse,
shotgun,
fish hooks,
golf club,
I got my spears.
So no matter how they coax him,
I'll stay right here.
They have things like the autumn bomb,
so I think I'll stay where I am.
Civilization, I'll stay right here.
Songwriters Bob Hilliard and Carl Sigmund wrote that song actually for a special musical show at the legendary New York night spot, the Copacabana. When the Copa turned down the song, Hilliard and Sigmund used it in a Broadway stage review called Angel in the Wings, and that ran for 308 performances at the Coronet Theatre in 1947 and 1948, and in the show it was performed by Elaine Stritch. Louis Prima had a top 10 hit with it as well, but it was Danny Kaye and the Andrews Sisters who gave us the most definitive version. Civilization, Bongo 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 from Danny Kaye and the Andrews Sisters, and before that, of course, Matt Munro and Memories of You. We'll be having some comedy in about 5 minutes' time. First up to take us there, Petula Clark.
I'm feeling blue, all I have to do is take a look at you, then I'm not so blue. When you're close to me, I can feel your heartbeat, I can hear you breathing in my ear. Wouldn't you agree, baby, you and me got a groovy kind of love. Got a groovy kind of love. Anytime you want to, you can turn me on to anything you want to, anytime at all. When I taste your lips, oh, I start to shiver, can't control the quivering inside. Wouldn't you agree, baby? Got a groovy kind of love. We got a groovy kind of love. Kind of love. We got a groovy kind of love.
mountains there are heather sweet today. It may be just because my heart is Highland, I long for Mull and Tobermory Bay. The fishing boats, the nip of autumn weather, the spindrift, the excitement of the fray, the toil of hauling in the nets together, then homing back to Tobermory Bay. Down here I feel I'm not belonging rightly. The lowlands are attractive in their way, but all the same my mind is anchored tightly to sunrise over Tobermory Bay. Too kindly folk, too honest to deceive me, I'd guarantee their goodness any day. Their Highland hearts are true a gold, believe me, than all the gold in Tobermory Bay. The birds need only lift their wings and wander. I wish I were as fortunate as they. If I had wings to spread, I'd fly them yonder and settle down by Tobermory Bay. My dream of Mull grows stronger still and stronger, so strong it is I dare not disobey. It's home for me, I can indeed no longer resist the call of Tobermory Bay.
Makes you want to go there, doesn't it? Anne Shelton and Tobermory Bay, and before that, A Groovy Kind of Love from a very groovy lady indeed, Petula Clark. You're listening to me, Roy Beagley, Beagley at Night here on Angel Radio. Time now for some comedy, three bits of comedy for you this morning. Two of them new, actually, to the programme. But first, something from Julian and Sandy, and then Joyce Grenfell and Spike Milligan.
Just recently, the BBC have started an efficiency drive, and I was informed that every aspect of our work would be investigated by a team of efficiency experts. But it was a bit of a surprise when I went into the rehearsal room last week to find that I wasn't the first arrival. Hello, anybody there?
Oh, hello, I'm Julian, and this is my friend Sandy.
Oh, hello, Mr. Orr.
Oh, how very nice.
Oh, yes. How bona to Vardia Dolly Old Eke again.
Thank you very much. Now, what are you two doing here?
We are your actual time and motion study experts.
That's right. I've got the time and he goes through the motion.
If we're concerned with efficiency, cutting out waste. Take when we did the gas board. We did them, didn't we?
Oh, indeed,
did the gas board. We watched them, we timed them, and then we made our recommendation.
And what was your recommendation?
We advised them to switch to electricity.
Yes. Then we was at the zoo for a time.
Oh, time and motion at the zoo?
Yes, you've got no idea of the waste and inefficiency that goes on. Tell him what we found, Jewel.
Eh?
Go on, tell him. Tell him.
No, no.
Tell him.
No.
Tell him. Go.
I don't like to.
Go on! Go on, Jewel, tell him what you found in the lion's cage.
Oh!
Go on, tell him.
Oh, no, I daresn't.
Go on!
No, but I will tell you about the aquarium. You would not believe this, Mr. Horn. That aquarium of theirs at the zoo there, there's nothing in it but fish.
You amaze me.
All in separate tanks.
There's deadly stingrays, electric eels, man-eating piranhas.
Hundreds of them piranhas, all swimming about in nice warm water in their own tanks. They were not economical.
No. What did you do?
We persuaded the zoo authorities to turn it into an adventure slipper baths.
Soap extra, of course.
Yes, and the octopus doing the massage. 8 lallies, no waiting. Now, octopi, lovely, yes. Lovely, octopus. All went for it. Hewing they were.
Oh, my goodness me.
Hewing they were.
So pleased they were with it. You know what they'd done?
No.
The Zoological Society made us fellas.
Made us fellas.
You amazed me. Now, tell me, what made you go into the time and motion study business in the first place?
It's not easy to talk
about. Go on, tell him.
Well, it all started one night, you see, when I was in the all-night laundrette.
Laundrette.
I used to go out there over Friday, because you get a nice class of person in there over Friday. quite a nice little clique there was of us.
Gordon used to go in there.
Yes. And that Mrs. Armitage. Remember Mrs. Armitage, Sam?
Oh, yes. Always hung a tea towel over the washing machine. Yes, so you couldn't see her underwear going round. No, I never.
Any road up, one night.
Go on.
Any road up. One night, it was her turn to buy the coffee. See, the sixpence got stuck in the slot because it was one of them machines where you put your money in and press the button, you can get the tea with the sugar and the tea without the sugar, coffee with the sugar, coffee without all the hot soup.
Well, it always tastes like hot soup with sugar.
Yes, yes, it does. So I was saying her sixpence got stuck and Jock was banging the machine and I was trying to get it out with a bent hairpin.
Yes, bent hairpin. His locks cascaded down.
No need to close that.
It cascaded down. Oh, lovely sight. Truly boner. I remember that scene. I remember that scene vivid.
Anyway, I digress. But then... See, the manageress, she mistook what was going on and she called the police.
And by the time all the misunderstandings were sorted out, he was prostrate.
Yeah. Now, what has this got to do with time and motion study?
Well, nothing really, but I have been dying to tell somebody.
Yes, you'll sleep better now it's out.
Yes, I will, that's true.
Now then, thank you. Yes, now where were we? Oh, yes, efficiency. Get out your clipboard, Jewel. Get out your clipboard.
Eh?
Get it out, your clipboard.
Oh, yes, of course,
and we'll analyse round the urn.
Yes, right. Now, as to cast...
Well, there's Betty Marsden, Hugh Paddick and Kenneth Williams.
Rather a lot, isn't it?
Well...
Just the 1 half-hour show, couldn't you cut down there? I mean, that Kenneth Williams is obviously essential. I mean, man of many parts.
Some of his own.
Quite.
Thank you.
I mean, couldn't he do more, thus releasing the other two for work of national importance?
Quite impossible. I think you should hang on to that Hugh Paddick.
I'm not besotted with the idea. But we'd agreed on one thing, Betty Marsden.
Oh, yes, Mr. Horn, you can let her go.
Let her go.
Yes.
And you, Paddick.
And Kenneth
Williams. All right.
Well, that only leaves me.
Oh, that's true. In that case, not much point in you staying, is there? Well, that's it, Jewel. That's what we'll say on our report. Come on, we've still got to do Simon D.
Yes, and not before time either. Rather you.
Lord Lundy, from his earliest years, was far too freely moved to tears. For instance, if his mother said, "Lundy, it's time to go to bed," he bellowed like a little Turk. Or if his father, Lord Dunkirk, said, "Hey," in a commanding tone, "Hey, Lundy, leave the cat alone," Lord Lundy, letting go its tail, would raise so terrible a wail as moved his grandpapa, the Duke, to utter the severe rebuke, "When I, sir, was a little boy, an animal was not a toy." His father's elder sister, who was married to a parvenu, confided to her husband, "Drat the miserable, peevish brat, why don't they drown the little beast?" Suggestions which, to say the least, are not what we expect to hear from daughters of an English peer. His grandmamma, his mother's mother, who had some dignity or other, the garter, no matter what, I can't remember all the lot, said, "Oh, that I were brisk and spry to give him that for which to cry." An empty wish, alas, for she was blind and nearly 93. The dear old butler thought, But there, I really neither know nor care for what the dear old butler thought. In my opinion, butlers ought to know their place, and not to play the old retainer night and day. I'm getting tired, and so are you. Let's cut the poem into two. Lord Lundy's second canto. It happened to Lord Lundy then, as happens to so many men. Towards the age of 26, they shoved him into politics, in which profession he commanded the income that his rank demanded, in turn as secretary for India, the colonies, and war. But very soon his friends began to doubt if he were quite the man. Thus, if a member rose to say, as members do from day to day, "Arising out of that reply," Lord Lundy would begin to cry. A hint at harmless little jobs would shake him with convulsive sobs, while as for revelations, these would simply bring him to his knees and leave him whimpering like a child. It drove his colleagues raving wild. They let him sink from post to post, from 1,500 at the most, to 8, and barely 6, and then to be curator of Big Ben. And finally there came a threat to oust him from the cabinet. The Duke, his aged grandsire, bore the shame till he could bear no more. He rallied his declining powers, summoned the youth to Brackley Towers, and bitterly addressed him thus, "Sir, you have disappointed us. We had intended you to be the next Prime Minister but three. The stocks were sold, the press was squared, the middle class was quite prepared. But as it is, my language fails. Go out and govern New South Wales." The aged patriot groaned and died. And gracious, how Lord Lundy cried.
Right, now then, ladies and gentlemen, I always steady now. Don't come in here. That's a special Sunday privilege for the members of the Zoological Society to be allowed in this cage. I'd like to see this python here. This python's called Eric from the film with the same name. And people mostly suspect that the python is a horrific hairy mule. It is not. To prove its friendly tendencies, I will wrap it round my Herculean frame. There, I always carry it with me. There, now. You see, the animal is not in the least concerned with... Eric, no. Eric. Me fibula. Not me fibula. Hello. Who let him in? Hello, Mr. Python. Curling round a tree. I bet you'd like to make yourself a dinner out of me. Can't you change your habits of crushing people's bones? I wouldn't like a dinner that emitted fearful groans. Ethel.
Come to know, wishing will make it so.
nice too. That was George Melocrino singing with Carol Gibbons and his Savoy Orpheans once more, and that song was called Wishing. And before that, three bits of comedy. We had Julian and Sandy, and I think Kenneth Horne mentioned everybody, so I won't. We then had Lord Lundy, who was freely moved to tears, as written and presented by Joyce Grenfell. And then we had the story of the Python with Spike Milligan. We'll have some more comedy for you around about the same time next week. Right now, how about something from Dick Hames?
A small cafe, mademoiselle. A rendezvous, mademoiselle. The violins were warm and sweet, and so were you, mademoiselle. And as the night danced by, a kiss became the sigh. Your lovely eyes seemed to sparkle just like wine does. No heart ever yearned the way that mine does for you. And yet I know too well, someday you'll say goodbye. Then violins will cry, and so will I, mademoiselle. Became the sigh. Your lovely eyes seemed to sparkle just like wine does. No heart ever yearned the way that mine does for you. And yet I know too well, someday say goodbye. Then violins will cry, and so will I, mademoiselle.
I do love his voice, and that was a nice arrangement there as well, Gordon Jenkins Orchestra. With Dick Hames and Mademoiselle, which I think came from a film or a television show or a stage show, something like that. Film, yeah, Razor's Edge from 1947. There you go. Knew it wasn't going crazy. This next lady, she's rather fine as well.
In the gray of would I, when I was born to be just yours? This night has music, the sweetest music. It echoes somewhere within my heart. I hold you near me, oh darling, hear me. I have a message I must impart. Nor till the stars lose their glory, nor till the birds fail to sing. Yours to the end of life's story, this pledge to you dear, I breathe. Yours in the gray of December, here or on far distant shores, I've never loved anyone the way I love you. How could I, when I was born to be just yours, just yours, when I was
Vera Lynn with Mantovani and his orchestra and yours, and if I'm quick, I can squeeze in two more.
Thank you.
Santa Alta and his orchestra and Canadian Sunset. And that's it for this edition of Beagley at Night. I'll be back around about the same time next week. Until then, may I wish you good morning.
Away, away, come away with me, where the grass grows wild, where the winds blow free. Away, away, come away with me, and I'll build you a home in the meadow. Come, come, there's a wondrous land for the hopeful heart, for the willing hand. Where I'll build you a home in the meadow. The stars, oh how bright they'll shine on a world the Lord must have helped design. The stars, oh how bright they'll shine on that home we will build. The meadow. Come, come, there's a wondrous land for the hopeful heart, for the willing hand. Come, come, there's a wondrous land where I'll build you a home in the meadow.